Hi, my name is Cameron. This is Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show for kids. All at the library. The Eldon County Library.
Yay!
We hope you enjoy the show.
One more time.
We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thanks, Cameron. Cameron and Thomas brought along their brand new baby sister. Cameron and I had a little chat about her.
My baby sister's name is Linnell. I'm allowed to hold her. It's one time I held her up the stairs.
So is there anything else you want to say about your sister?
That I love her.
I'm Julie Derry, and our show is coming to you from 105.9 CHPD Radio to Bridge in Elmer, Ontario. We have a special treat today. Mary Hamm, the library assistant at the Elmer Old Town Hall Library, is going to read the story for our show. And our show is about letting somebody know if you are not happy, if you want something you don't have, or you have something you don't want. For example, if you are a baby and you are very hungry and you want to eat, you might cry. Or if you have a wet diaper, you might cry. Or you have a tummy ache, you might cry. Babies can't talk. So they're limited in how they let their loved ones know what they need or don't need. When you get older, you can let people know how you feel in other ways. Sure, you could cry, but once you know how to talk, you can just tell somebody what you want with your words. But always remember to say please. And if you've learned how to read and write, you could pick up a piece of paper and write a letter. And that's exactly what happens in our first story. Take it away, Mary.
Our story is The Day the Crayons Quit by Drew DeWalt, pictures by Oliver Jeffers. One day in class, Duncan went to take out his crayons and found a stack of letters with his name on them. Hey Duncan, it's me, Red Crayon. We need to talk. You make me work harder than any of the other crayons. All year long, I wear myself out coloring fire engines, apples, strawberries, and everything else that's red. I even work on holidays. I have to color all the Santas at Christmas and all the hearts on Valentine's Day. I need a rest. Your overworked friend, Red Crayon.
Dear Duncan, all right, listen. I love that I'm your favorite crayon for grapes, dragons, and wizard's hats. But it makes me crazy that so much of my gorgeous color goes outside of the lines. If you don't start coloring inside the lines soon, I'm going to completely lose it. Your very neat friend, Purple Crayon.
Dear Duncan, I'm tired of being called light brown or dark tan because I am neither. I am beige, and I am proud. I'm also tired of being second place to Mr. Brown Crayon. It's not fair that Brown gets all the bears, ponies, and puppies, while the only things I get are turkey dinners, if I'm lucky, and wheat. Let's be honest. When was the last time you saw a kid excited about coloring wheat? Your beige friend, Beige Crayon.
Duncan, Gray Crayon here. You're killing me. I know you love elephants, and I know that elephants are great, but that's a lot of space to color in all by myself. And don't even get me started on your rhinos, hippos, and humpback whales. You know how tired I am after handling one of those things? Such huge animals. Baby penguins are gray, you know, so are very tiny rocks, pebbles. How about one of those once in a while to give me a break? Your very tired friend, Gray Crayon. Most of the time, I'm the same color as the page you're using me on, white. If I didn't have a black outline, you wouldn't even know I was there. I'm not even in the rainbow. I'm only used to color snow or to fill in empty spaces between other things, and it leaves me feeling, empty. We need to talk. Your empty friend, White Crayon.
Dear Duncan, as a green crayon, I'm writing for two reasons. One is to say that I like my workloads of crocodiles, trees, dinosaurs, and frogs. I have no problem and wish to congratulate you on a very successful coloring things green career so far. The second reason I write is for my friends, Yellow Crayon and Orange Crayon, who are no longer speaking to each other. Both crayons feel they should be the color of the sun. Please, settle this soon, because they're driving the rest of us crazy. Your happy friend, Green Crayon.
Dear Duncan, Yellow Crayon here. I need you to tell Orange Crayon that I am the color of the sun. I would tell him that we are no longer speaking, and I can prove I'm the color of the sun, too. Last Tuesday, you used me to color in the sun on your Happy Farm coloring book. In case you've forgotten, it's on page 7. You can't miss me. I'm shining down brilliantly on a field of yellow corn. Your pal and the true color of the sun, Yellow Crayon.
Dear Duncan, I see Yellow Crayon already talked to you, the big whiner. Anyway, could you please tell Mr. Tattletale that he is not the color of the sun? I would, but we're no longer speaking. We both know I am clearly the color of the sun, because on Thursday, you used me to color the sun on both the Monkey Island and the Meet the Zookeeper pages in your Day at the Zoo coloring book. Orange, you're glad I'm here. Your pal, and the real color of the sun, Orange Crayon.
Dear Duncan, it has been great being your favorite color this past year, and the year before, and the year before that. I have really enjoyed all those oceans, lakes, rivers, raindrops, rain clouds, and clear skies. But the bad news is that I am so short and stubby, I can't even see over the railing in the crayon box anymore. I need a break. Your very stubby friend, Blue Crayon.
Duncan, okay, listen here, kid. You have not used me once in the past year. It's because you think I am a girl's color, isn't it? Speaking of which, please tell your little sister I said thank you for using me to color in her little princess coloring book. I think she did a fabulous job of staying inside the lines. Now back to us. Could you please use me sometime to color the occasional pink dinosaur, or monster, or cowboy? Goodness knows they could use a splash of color. Your unused friend, Pink Crayon.
Hey, Duncan. It's me, Peach Crayon. Why did you peel off my paper wrapping? Now I'm naked and too embarrassed to leave the crayon box. I don't even have any underwear. How would you like to go to school naked? I need some clothes. Help! Your naked friend, Peach Crayon.
Well, poor Duncan just wanted to color. And of course, he wanted his crayons to be happy, and that gave him an idea. When Duncan showed his teacher his new picture, she gave him an A for coloring. And if you look on this picture that you can't see right now, there's an orange whale, a blue crocodile, a red elephant, a black rainbow, a purple flying dinosaur. We've got a red horse, and we've got a pink bus driver with a blue hippo in the bus. And the teacher gave him an A+ for creativity.
Thank you, Mary. All those crayons were very clear about what they wanted from Duncan. Our next story is about a baby who wants something. But what? Listen to this.
Cry Baby by Karen Beaumont and illustrated by Eugene Elchin. Quiet house on a quiet street, a not-so-quiet baby cried. She woke Roy, the old retriever, when she cried. In no time, that big dog was by her side. She woke her mother and her father when she cried. Father hurried to the baby. Rush, rush. Mother tried to quiet baby. Hush, hush. Rush, rush. But the more they tried, the more that baby cried. No, Roy. Down, boy. Baby doesn't want that toy. So you should know, in the picture, Roy is holding a woolly little sheep in his mouth. She woke her brother and her sister when she cried. Brother tickled baby's tummy. Peek-a-boo. Sister changed baby's diaper. Pee-you. Peek-a-boo. Hush, hush. Rush, rush. But the more they tried, the more that baby cried. No, Roy. Down, boy. Baby doesn't want that toy. She woke her grandmother and her grandpa when she cried. Grandma tried to feed the baby. Slurp, slurp. Grandpa tried to burp the baby. Burp, burp. Slurp, slurp. Pee-ee. Peek-a-boo. Rush, 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 rush. But the more they tried, the more that baby cried. No, Roy. Down, boy. Baby doesn't want that toy. She woke the sleepy next-door neighbors when she cried. They came in their pajamas. Knock, knock. The neighbors rocked the baby. Rock, rock, knock, knock. Burp, 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 slurp, pee-ew. Peek-a-boo. Hush, hush, rush, rush. But the more they tried, the more that baby cried. No, Roy. Down, boy. Baby doesn't want that toy. Still, that old retriever wouldn't leave her side. No, Roy. Down, boy. Baby reached for her toy, a white and woolly little sheep. Baby smiles, then falls asleep. Quiet baby, what a joy. Good night, baby. Good boy, Roy.
Now, how about a riddle for your funny bone? What color is a burp?
Purple. Check it in, check it out. Would not be possible without the support of the Elgin County Libraries and the Mennonite Community Services of Aylmer, Ontario.
You can tune in to Check It In, Check It Out on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5:15. You can also go to the Elgin County website and find all of our shows as podcasts. I'm Julie Berry. Thanks for listening.
Stay tuned now for Mary Ham.
Ich hoop you haft ans Programm gefallen. Schaut en ne sei ho pai dai 105.9 FM Radio de Brig. Gida Mundag en Madvik jen uvent. Vier leven vijf om goede geschichten te horen en uit te vingen wat de Elgin County Library alles heeft. Je kan ook op de Elgin County Public Library er website naar het programma Check It In, Check It Out als podcast horen. De bibliotheek is een zeer fijne plaats om dat leven en dat leren van hem iedereen een rijker te maken. Of je dan nu 5 jaar oud of 95 jaar oud bent. We hebben wat voor je. Je woont in de bibliotheek in Straffordville, Port Burwell, Springfield en in Elmerfingen. Komt ons bezoeken. Een vriendelijke en een opnemende helperin geeft je voor free in de bibliotheek kwart. En dan kan je beker, cd's of dvd's lenen. Alle bibliotheken hebben computers, wat de grote en de kleine gebruiken kan. En ze hebben nog veel het mooie. Ten bijvoorbeeld, du zijn beker en hier beker, wat je hebt in Engels te leren. Du zijn maraag beker, voor grote en kleine, wat op plotdeutsch geschreven zijn. Gier bibliotheek heeft ook gewisse stunden, wo ze tijd nemen om kleine kinderen geschichten te vertalen. En voor de grotere kinderen hebben ze andere zaken te doen. Wanneer je niet krijgt weten wat de computer gebruikt moet, dan kan de helper bij de bibliotheek din wiesen wo dort mat. Du is kein eng, für dort, wot je bejune freundliche Nubasch Bibliothek lehren kann. Kommt, besiegt uns. Frecht ne de frie Bibliothek quat. Ein Schafkit gesagt, en a hoppende Hund, as dort, wo mat je bei de Library Emma anfangen kann.
Axen, Mary Ham.
Ne hopperin bei de Elmer Old Town Hall Library, kommt Urius en Dach vorbei, en sagt hallo.
Bitte an Madvik, dann sei wie tau.
Wir freuen uns, Emma jün zu sein. Dankeschön für Harten und habt ne Säue scheine Weg.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.